welcome to a new episode of what was once Two Geeks M2C, and now we're known as Extra Features.
Aren't you happy, Kev?
We finally got a new name.
You've been bugging us forever for this.
You know what? I came up with the other name, and it was lame.
It was really bad. It's all right. We sat down, hashed it out.
Extra Features, like, hey, we're giving you the lowdown. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
Still Bob the intern.
Always will be.
Yes. So, welcome to our 2009 wrap show. Now, we still have a lot of movies to cover from 2009. And no, we won't be singing.
No singing?
Rapping. No, no rapping in this episode.
Oh, wow.
We'll be wrapping up the year and going through what were our personal worst and best choices of the year. So we've each selected 10 movies that we felt were the worst of the year and 10 that were the best of the year based on what we've seen. You know, some people tend to go through critics lists and just select movies without actually having watched them. But we're going by ones that we've actually all seen. So,
are you saying something?
Not at all. And since, you know, we have other movies we'll be watching, so they can catch up and say, you know what, this wasn't on my list. I would add it to my best list if down the line you see it and you enjoy it. But as I said, I haven't seen some movies. Bob hasn't seen a lot of movies. Simon has seen
everything. What do you mean you haven't seen
movies? Simon has seen everything.
Simon's seen everything.
So his would be the most comprehensive.
Hold on. There's still two movies I haven't seen this year.
What's that?
I'm amazed. How could that be?
I didn't see Lovely Bones from last year yet.
Okay.
And An Education and Precious.
Okay.
Which I will have done before our Oscar show. You guarantee.
Precious, based on the book Push by Sapphire.
Sponsored by Oprah.
Because Push was taken. Right? Remember that book with the Human Torch?
Oh, so they couldn't call it that.
They couldn't call it Push because there was another Push that was released that year.
Oh, so, yeah, too bad, Oprah.
Yeah, the mutant movie with Chris, whatever his name was, from Chris Evans. From Fantastic Four.
What a great movie
right,
that was.
Now, let's start off by going through the worst. Now, we've reviewed a lot of movies this year, so I'm really curious to see what we've all selected as our worst choices and see, you know, where we actually all line up and what we all agree as being the worst. So let's start with The Intern.
That would be me. We're going by the worst ones, right? Okay.
In reverse order from number 10 through to number 1.
Reverse order. Okay. In reverse order. Okay. Jennifer's Body. Adventureland. 12 Rounds. Terminator Salvation. Fighting. G-Force. The Rebound. Paul Blart Mall Cop. Observe and Report. And Bruno.
I have one comment on that. We match up on one movie.
Really? Yeah. He and I match up on a couple.
Now, Adventureland's on your list?
Yeah. I find that amazing.
What, you didn't understand it? Was that the problem? You couldn't relate?
That's why it's number 10. It's not one of the worst. It's close to one of the worst, but it's number 10. So.
You and I worked at an amusement park, so maybe there's more love there.
Well, that's how we met. Yeah. They're going to be pulling back that curtain so they know what happened to us. Okay. I want Kevin to go next because I'm sure I have the most fun top 10 list of all of us worst movies of the year.
Now, unlike The Intern, I'm actually going to give some information on the movies that I choose as the worst movies. So at number 10, it's X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Probably, you're doing the worst ones, I thought.
I'm doing the worst ones. Probably the most disappointing action movie of the year.
I am shocked that is on your list.
I was really surprised at how badly this
was. Too.
I mean, they introduced Deadpool.
Was that Deadpool?
In order to sew up his mouth. And give him powers at the end that have nothing to do with anything. This was quite possibly one of the worst movies I've seen of the genre. It's a new low.
Hugh
Jackman is still okay.
No, it was a bad script, Kevin.
Yeah, it was a mistake all around. I mean, anyway. Number 9 was Dragon Ball. Which, actually, I noticed in the posters and the advertising, they actually dropped the Z. Those people wouldn't interpret it as I did, as Dragon Balls. Because this one sucks some big ones. And I would put that pretty, well, not high on my list, but it's number 9. Now, number 8, a movie that I recently, my brother gave to my niece for Christmas, and you may have liked, what can I say? G-Force. starring top talking gerbils and guinea pigs and hamsters and whatever else they are, moles. One of the worst movies I've seen in a long time. But then again, I will fully admit that this movie was not made for me or for my age group.
My 9-year-old niece loved it.
Yeah, mine too.
Thought it was fabulous.
She loved her guinea pig.
And I think it's coming up in our next episode when we actually do the review of this. And I hate to tell you guys,
yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, no one under the age of 12 should be forced to watch this alone. Okay, if you watch it with a 9-year-old to a 12-year-old, you might enjoy it. But
so me and my popcorn sitting in the theater with these 9-year-olds, these people staring at me.
And they're wondering who you're talking about.
Who's he coming to get today?
Now, actually, I'm going to have a cheat here. I've got a tie for number 7, since they're both basically the same movie. One's a little nastier than the other one, but Paul Blart Mall Cop and Observe and Report, to me, are just an extension of the same movie. And, you know, Observe and Report was nasty. Paul Blart was just bad. So, what's wrong, Bob? It's sunny in here. Number 6, a classic of science fiction movies, Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage. The movie where, you know, he figures out the code for how the world's going to end, which is interesting and pretty good up to a certain point, and then the angels come and save the little children and take them to another planet where the colors are off slightly. All the adults have to die. So the human race can continue on a world where little children can run around under trees. I felt really good at the end of that movie. Number 5, completely missing the point, is Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Oh, I forgot that came out.
Starring Kristen Crook and a bunch of other people. Now, okay, Street Fighter is people fighting each other.
They don't
okay.
fight.
They don't fight.
They don't fight at all. This movie, none.
They stand around and pine. And her father is locked in a room for the entire movie.
I can't remember. It was awful. It was, I blocked.
I watched it on a plane ride, and I, you know, anyway.
Going like, five and seeing this
like,
already.
This movie, it's an, supposed to be an action movie. It's not an intense emotional drama about the crisis of Chun-Li and saving her father from Bison, who's now a businessman, real estate owner. Bad. Really bad. Now, number 4, I was told was a direct video release. I didn't realize that. It was put on my list and given to me to watch, but I just watched it just the other day. And it's a movie called I Hate Valentine's Day.
Don't worry, that's on Bob's top 10.
Well, I know it stars Bob's favorite actress, Nia Vardalos.
Is that what you're saying?
Vardalos or whatever it is. Anyway.
Nose job.
Wow. You know what? I don't care about Nose Job. What?
Well, since when did she become my favorite?
Well, I know you love my group, my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
No.
Yeah, I know you do. Yes.
Okay.
You do. Yeah. And you probably liked My Life in Ruins, which I haven't watched yet and we haven't reviewed.
It wasn't too bad.
What? Okay. So Nia wrote and directed this classic of the cinema.
Great writer she is.
Where she stares at the screen every time that she has a speaking line and sort of fumbles through it. Like, this person should not act. She should actually hire actresses to play the part.
I totally agree with you.
You know, I'm looking and going, this, you know, and John Corbin or Corbett or whatever his name is from Northern Exposure is in this, as he was in the other one, the Greek Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Well, this is our second team-up movie.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's got all those fun, quirky characters that you expect from Nia Vardalos movies. It could be a play, but anyway, piece of crap. Utter crap. I was, you know, it was, I fell asleep 3 times, had to go back and suffer through parts of it. It was really bad. I mean, there were other movies that I've fallen asleep in, like Aliens in the Attic. I'll get to that later. That's not on my list, though, unfortunately. But this one was really a struggle. Work my way through. Now at number 3, I'm sure that many of you expect this to be my number 1 choice. Hotel for Dogs, which is probably the dumbest movie I've ever seen. A movie about a hotel for dogs in the middle of Manhattan. Yeah, dumb. Stupid. Ridiculous. Waste of time. Not even, I guess again, this would qualify for the 9-year-old crowd. But anyway.
Niece loved it.
Yeah, yeah. She probably likes little animals running around. The animals win the Oscars these days for that age group. Not the great kids. Like, here we've got, what's his name, Rhodey from Iron Man 2 as the nice guy parole agent for kids who are being adopted. Anyway. Number two is a movie that's so bad, we haven't reviewed it. It's coming up soon. I couldn't finish it. I turned it off because I was disgusted.
What?
Repo the Genetic Opera. And I don't even know if it came out this year or not, but...
It did.
It was... Oh, man. Who was this movie made for? Was this like a goth...
It was based on a play that did really well. It was based on a play.
Well, it was so bad.
Bob's got tickets for opening night.
I got to the third song, and I'm like, I can't watch any more of this.
Come on, Paris Hilton.
This is crap. I mean, Paris Hilton shows up, and... Oh, anyway. They're like harvesting organs. People are reclaiming the harvest organs.
Well, if you don't pay for your organs, they have to come and get them. And
yeah.
He's the repo man.
Yeah.
Anthony Harold.
And he's haunted. Yeah. Anthony Harold Head or whatever his name is.
Anthony Head. That's it. Maybe it's Anthony. Yeah.
Harold Head is a counterculture comic book character.
I know who it is.
And number one, with a bullet, Bruno. Which is just, anyway.
Love that movie.
I hated this movie. It was painful. I didn't like the other one he did. What was the other one he did called?
Borat.
But Bruno was just awful. It wasn't funny in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you and I have the number one worst movie of all of 2009.
And it's probably the only time we'll ever agree.
I think so, because you've got Observe and Report down further than I do.
Yeah. So, and you probably have Wolverine in your top 10.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I figured as much. Yeah. Anyway, so that was my top 10. I mean, some of my runners up were Transformers 2, Jennifer's Body, Terminator Salvation, and these are just movies that disappointed me. That I had hopes for. You know, I hope to see more of what's her name.
Megan Fox. We've all forgotten her name. She can't act.
Yeah. I mean, she looks great in Transformers
it's over.
2, but the movie itself is just...
Her career is done. Jonah Hex won't save her.
No. Although, I'm looking forward to that movie.
Okay. The moment we've all been waiting for.
Simon's top 10 list, number 10.
How do you guys not have Transformers 2 on your list?
I told you, so runners up.
It's the worst.
I thought it was better than Transformers 1.
Apparently, I can't say it because I haven't seen it, so.
It is horrible. Okay, another movie you guys have not seen yet or is coming up, Perfect Getaway. Would someone explain to me the plot? Because I watched it, I don't think I understood any of it.
Who's in that movie?
Mila Jovovich and Steve Zahn.
And somebody else, too. Timothy Oliphant.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. He's usually good.
Steve Zahn's in it. No. That's all I need to say.
Well, there's another Steve Zahn movie that came out this year that...
Management.
It's not on my worst list, but...
It's pretty bad.
It's not good.
Okay, number 8. I know you guys haven't seen that either. New Moon. Please hire some actors. Somebody. Help these people. Not everybody can be... I'm Rudy. Look at me. I'm a vampire.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, look at me. I'm a werewolf. I'm going to eat you, vampire. No, 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 you're not. I'm going to run away because I can't love Bella anymore.
Oh, my God. Evil.
You know what? There's not much of anything that could drag me
Punch
into Twilight.
Punch and Judy by Simon.
Beyond painful.
I've been avoiding Twilight. I saw the first Twilight. It was just a piece of crap. And
New Moon is worse.
Yeah.
Enough music video directing, okay? Number 7. If I ever see Ricky Gervais again in my life, I'm going to cold cock him with a baseball bat.
Oh, look at me. I'm British. I'm funny.
But for which movie, though? Ghost Town
Invention of Lying? Look, I was in Ghost Town, and I played this guy. Hey, I'm from Newfoundland, and nobody likes me. I do Invention of Lying. I play exactly the same character, and I still suck.
Newfoundland?
Yes. I don't know. I can't do a British accent, eh? So I just pretend I'm from Newfoundland. Invention of Lying. And if Jennifer Gardner ever tells somebody she can act, she needs to go. It's like, ooh, look, I bought some margarine. I'm going to put it on my toast. I'm going out to buy some more margarine. It looks exactly like the margarine I bought before. Thank you, Jennifer Gardner, for showing up.
Thank you, Mrs. Affleck.
Horrible. Now, number six. Next person that gives Will Ferrell money needs to be beaten and flogged alive, Land of the Lost.
You know what?
How did this not make you guys list? That is beyond painful.
You know what it is I watched it, and I didn't like it the first time. It was pretty bad. But it was just so bad it didn't even merit recognition.
Oh.
And I watched it again recently, and I'm like, you know what? It's misguided and pretty much unwatchable, but it's not a... I wouldn't put it as one of my worst movies.
Oh, my God. Watching Will Ferrell trying to act, I've had enough. I've seen you do it, Will, enough.
It's just a misfire as opposed to being really bad.
Oh, no. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I need something. And the aliens chase and the diet. Oh, mm-hmm. Just I'm done. Mm-hmm. Number five, I think made all our list. Observer Report.
Mm.
Oh, my God. What a piece of crap. You guys have said enough. I don't think I need to say any more about Observer Report. Awful.
Yep.
Anna Faris, I love you dearly, but it's Seth Rogen. You're done. Move along. Here's your paycheck. Don't show up again. Number four, I know you guys haven't seen Armored.
No, I haven't seen
it. I'm going to tell you guys the whole premise of Armored, just so I never have to talk about this movie again. Okay, the three of us in the room, we're going to be armored truck drivers. Okay, this is the plot of the movie. Okay? And then we're going to steal the money from there because it's been done before. We've heard about it. And the whole movie is going to take place in a warehouse, and we never leave it. That's the movie. Let's make it. I couldn't believe it.
I'm looking forward to this one.
And we're going to spend the whole movie trying to break into the armored car, because one of the guys doesn't want to join us. He's decided to change his mind, and he locks himself in. So we're going to spend the whole movie trying to break into it. You guys didn't think of this beforehand? Number three on my list is another movie you guys haven't seen yet. Next Day's Air.
What?
Next Day's Air. It's coming up.
Oh, okay.
The premise is, because I know you guys haven't seen it, but I have to tell you, this is another great premise for a movie. I'm going to run a courier company and smoke dope all day. And I'm going to deliver a parcel to the wrong address. Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Right? And then these... Italian glove cartels, Colombian glove cartels are coming for the parcel because I delivered it to the black guys, not to the Italian guy on this because I'm too stoned. I can't read the numbers. And that's the movie.
That sounds like a classic.
Number two on my list is Miss March.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that. I've heard really bad things about that.
Let me tell you. I don't even want to talk about this. This is Matthew Lillard's School of Acting. And we all know how I feel about Matthew Lillard. But nothing beats Year One with Jack Black. I'm going to make a mockery of religion.
We have to review that one still, but yeah.
Year One is the worst pile of crap I've ever seen in my life. I want Jack Black's paycheck because I can do that acting.
Yeah.
And look, he's got stone face Michael Cera. Hey, yeah. Hey, I'm a caveman, eh? Let's go make a movie about cavemen. Okay. I got it. Caveman. I've seen the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to be a complete screw up the whole movie. And then we're going to go from there and read Gotham and Samora. And then we're going to go meet David and Goliath. I'm like, in Caveman, right?
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Well, you know, those other societies were just down the road from the cavemen.
Well, they were. I just discovered that.
Yeah. We're gonna have an interesting discussion on year one.
Oh, do I give up my awards of the year now? Or do you
want
to wait?
If you want, sure.
Okay. The Michael Caine Award, the second annual Michael Caine Award. Jason Bateman, go away. You're in every stinking, I must have seen him in 10 movies this year.
Yeah.
And he's playing the same character. Wow, Jason, you took how many years off?
Have you seen Extract?
That's the only one I haven't seen.
Okay, that's one I want to see.
It's coming up on my list. But he was in Up in the Air. I saw him like, oh, look. And he just shows up in all these movies for like 5 minutes as the a-hole boss.
And Hancock from last year.
And I'm just like, Ed. But no, he does not win. And Worst Actress of the Year Award.
I know who it is.
Metin Ackerman.
Oh, Malin Ackerman?
Malin Ackerman. You are so hot. Please take some acting lessons. From Couples Retreat to Watchmen. You are beautiful, but stop speaking. Don't talk to me. Don't attempt a thing.
Well, she had a certain type of role which worked for her, right? In movies like, Oh, what was that Ben Stiller movie?
Yes, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. I can't remember when she pees on him.
Yeah.
And she was fine in that.
She was fine in 27 Dresses as well.
But she learned, then she thought she could have starring roles.
Then she did Watchmen. And then she did The Proposal, where she went back to that old style of role. And then what else was she in that stood out for you this year?
Couples Retreat.
Oh, Couples Retreat. Okay. I haven't seen that one either.
But worst actor? Jack Black. You win.
Really?
Horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I mean, I could see many people winning the most overused actor award. I mean,
Jason Bateman.
At one point it was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he won last year. Yeah. But he decided to take a break this year. He got smart. I'm going to send a mailman award.
We saw a lot of Nicolas Cage this year in some really bad movies.
I expected Nicolas Cage needs money for the IRS.
At some point we have to review, it's not shown up on any of my lists so far, but I heard, the cop movie, Port of New Orleans.
Bad Lieutenant.
Bad Lieutenant.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's
a remake of the Harvey Keitel one.
No, it's like a sequel almost.
Oh, so I should see the Harvey Keitel one first?
It's almost like here's a Bad Lieutenant in another city.
So do I see the Harvey Keitel one or no?
No, you don't need to
see it. Oh, I don't need to see it. Okay, Bob, are you ready? Best movies of the year.
Yay, best movies. 10 to the 1.
Okay.
Number 10.
The Ugly Truth. Why? I don't know.
With Gerard Butler and Catherine Hegel.
All right. Okay.
Simon likes that choice. Number 9.
Number 9 is The Time Traveler's Life because I like this sort of thing.
Oh, I know you do.
And Eric
Ben
is good in that.
I just said you were gay. You didn't even respond to it. Yes, you are.
I am not.
A time traveler's wife.
Time traveler's wife.
All right,
well,
number 8.
Than what I was going to say.
Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that salmon?
It's orange. Thank you very much.
It's like orange.
It is orange.
It's orange.
And we'll
orange
go to the next movie, which is The Proposal.
Which is the proposal. Another romantic comedy on Bob's list.
Because they work well together. Because
you're gay.
I am not gay.
All right. Who was in The Proposal? Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock,
and our Malin Ackerman friend here. Number seven. Jim Carrey is A Christmas Carol in 3D because it was so good. It's good because I like the Christmas Carol.
You were shocked at how revelatory and new it was.
It's a tale of Christmas.
He did a good job. Anyway, moving on. Number 6. And I'm going to get laughed at for this one. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Okay. Number 5. Up. Because I enjoyed it. 4. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. But anyway, I enjoy this type of movie. 3.
This is riveting. Number three.
Up in the air.
Okay. 2.
Wolverine
Star Origins. Trek.
Number 1. Actually, maybe number 1 and 2 can switch, but I'll just say it anyway. 1 and 2 Star Trek and Wolverine X-Men Origins. Because it got to delve further into Wolverine's origin, of course.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear Wolverine Origins is your number 1 movie of the year?
I think you changed it when you heard the worst. I was
yes,
in my
you
worst.
Did. Okay. Now, I've got 3 honorable mentions. And because Kevin had Hotel for Dogs at his worst... I just put it in one of my honorable mentions for best.
He had to counter my trashing.
I actually enjoyed this. This was a fun movie.
You know what would be awesome? If you actually saw some movies this year,
I did see
you might have a completely different list. But Simon is now on the floor, rolling in pain.
Okay.
You can't talk.
Okay, the last 2 honorable mentions are shorts, and he's just not into that. He's just not that into you.
Oh my God.
I'm not
going to
say why.
I blocked that movie out. That would be up in my top 10 list.
Oh my God, shorts and Hotel for Dogs.
Yeah, but you missed the last one. He's just not that into you.
Bob, he's just not into you. That describes it all.
Excuse me.
Oh my God. Oh okay, my God. Cap, you want to go?
What? I would add it. He's just not in it to my 10 worst movies. In fact, Wolverine Origins is no longer in my top 10 worst movies. I blocked it out after watching it. It was so bad.
Oh my God. I'm laughing so hard. God. The tears are pouring down my face.
All right. So since Simon can't even speak, he's crying right now. I'm just amazed he picked Wolverine Origins as his favorite.
Oh my God, he's wonderful!
All right. Now, Simon is losing it still. All right. I'm gonna move into my top 10. So at number 10, I'm gonna put on, because it was ambitious.
Okay.
Watchmen.
Okay, I'll give you ambitious. I will give you ambitious.
It was ambitious, and I've watched it a number of times. It's violent. It's got some variations from the novel.
Have you seen the director cut we're going by, or the
release? Yeah, I've watched every version.
And? Does it get better?
I actually prefer the ultimate cut with everything merged in, the whole
Tales of the Black. Does that have the aliens at the end?
No, it's still the same ending.
Oh, okay.
But it's moved in the Tales from the Black Freighter animated stuff into the storyline. So you see more with the news vendor and the kid that reads the comic.
Yes.
More interaction there. So when they die at the end, there's actually a little bit of poignancy to it.
Okay,
so at number 9 is...
Hotel for Dogs.
No. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Okay, which I enjoyed. These movies are getting progressively darker, and I know my 12-year-old nephew tells me they're boring, but...
My 9-year-old niece loves them.
But I like this one. It was pretty good. I like the direction it's going. I can't wait to see the last two. At number 8, a movie that I don't think either of you guys have seen, but I loved.
Really?
Drag Me to Hell.
I've not seen Drag Me to Hell. There's a movie on my 200 I watch a year, I missed one.
And I love Sam Raimi movies, and this is Sam going back to Evil Dead.
Okay, then I'll look forward to it. Did you bring it for me today?
No, I didn't.
So I guess I'm not watching it anytime soon.
At number 7, The Ultimate in Revenge Porn, Taken. Starring Liam Neeson.
Oh, wow. Taken could take Bob's Hotel for Dogs off the list. He can just take them all out in 20 seconds.
You know, this is, what was that movie? Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes,
where
yes.
He just goes out for revenge for...
Well, I like the trampoline Commando. You can see the same guy die about 20 times.
Yeah. Well, in Taken, it's just, Liam is at the top of his game. He's out there kicking ass, killing people, taking out Armenians or whatever they are. It was pretty good. At number 6, my oddball romantic comedy choice of the year, 500 Days of Summer.
Excellent choice,
starring,
Kevin.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the ever-beautiful Zooey Deschanel.
Excellent choice.
I really enjoyed this movie, and it was fun. It was a romantic comedy, but it ended in tragedy.
And had a great dance number.
And yes, the whole thing when he does the Hall & Oates
song.
That
was awesome.
Awesome. Great movie.
Bob, I don't think he's seen it yet. Oh, he has seen it.
He has seen it. Yes.
That is, if we had a dance number category, that would win.
Yeah. And it was
I think we should have that
so
for
well.
It was awesome.
I mean, she wears blue all the time.
Yes.
And so everybody in the dance number, if you notice, is wearing blue.
Oh, I didn't, but I love
the
Hall & Oates song.
Of happiness settled down in his
shoulder. I'm like, Tuesday started, I couldn't stop singing.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it once, I actually bought it on, Blu-ray, and I made my girlfriend watch it with me, and she loved it, but that whole dance, It's a good movie, and then that dance number kicks in, and you love it.
Oh, that's it. I was kind of half into it. Then I'm like, I love this movie.
At number 5, Zombieland.
Yeah, I knew that would make your list.
I love this movie. It was a lot of fun. Can't wait to get a copy for my collection. Woody Harrelson is fantastic. I just, what can be said? It was a great movie, and I can't wait till we review it on the show. At number 4... Another movie we have yet to review, Inglourious Basterds, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
I think we're having a very interesting discussion on Inglourious Basterds coming up.
Which is an interesting movie, but not so much because of the bastards, but because of everybody else in the film. Colonel Hans Landa of the
SS. Is it Christopher
SS.
Wentz? Is that his name, Christopher?
Yeah, I think his name. Yeah, he'll be up for an Oscar, I'm sure, for this movie.
I'll say this right now. He's my choice for best supporting actor of all everything I've seen.
Yeah, he... what's his name? Brad Pitt's okay in this movie, and Eli Roth is kind of amusing. But
which guy is Eli Roth?
He's the bear Jew.
That's what I thought he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I found the bastards were, you know, they were a plot point for calling the film, but they were very minor characters.
Yes, it was all about Wentz.
It was all about the
SS guy.
And about the girl that ran Shoshana.
Yes.
And her movie theater. Really, really great film, and not Quentin's best. I don't think it's his best, but a great film, and I'm sure that's going to get lots of nominations for various things. And number three, a film that I don't think either of you have seen, which I like quite a bit.
Really?
I just saw
another
recently,
one I missed?
Sherlock Holmes.
I will see it this week.
Directed by Guy Ritchie and starring Iron Man.
I was going to see it.
And Jude Law.
It's coming. It's coming. I will see it.
Robert Downey Jr.
But we'll be next show we do in the next
some
two.
People,
I will see it.
You know what? If you go in expecting traditional Sherlock Holmes,
no.
You have to go in and saying this is liberties with Sherlock Holmes, but almost like I accept it as being around the edges of maybe something that Conan Doyle didn't say in the stories.
Right, the karate thing
Sherlock Holmes pit fighter is a bit of a stretch. But you know, he's keeping his martial arts skills fresh. But I enjoyed this film immensely, and the more I think about it, I can't wait to see it again.
The more I think about it, I need to go buy a copy of Blu-ray of Hotel for Dogs.
Oh yeah, it's the best movie ever.
It has like different endings.
Number two, Hotel for my number two choice for film of the year is Up from Pixar.
Number two?
Number two.
We have the same number two.
Yeah, and I love this movie. I mean, I love all the Pixar.
Did Bob have a number two too?
No, we had it like four or five.
The five. So we all had Up on our list, which is strange. We always loved Up.
I mean, I give a lot of credit to Pixar who take a concept and make it work and make you love it. Because I looked at the posters for Up and I'm like, what the hell is this about? It's like an old man with balloons. Why would I care about this? Is this another Cars? Cars is, I think, probably the least of their movies.
Cars wasn't that bad.
It's almost unwatchable for me. It's just for kids.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love The Incredibles. I love Toy Story 1 and 2 and Finding Nemo and Ratatouille is one of my favorite films from last year. So, I give this a lot of credit. This is a fantastic film and a lot more depth than you would find in an animated film, generally. I mean, my girlfriend can't watch the whole sequence when they talk about how they can't have a family and she dies and it's very sad. Yeah, very sad. For a children's film, very sad. But this movie aspires to...
Do children get that part, though? I don't think
they
do.
I'm not sure they do.
I think
it's for the
adults,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like he had a wife. They didn't have any kids. She died.
Yeah.
And this is where he is. To get them to the point where... And then the Boy Scout is awesome. It's Bob.
That's Bob. That's what Bob used to be in his youth, the Boy Scout.
Is he? Okay.
I think so. Were you not?
I wasn't a scout. I was a cub.
Oh, okay. You were a bear cub. Now you're a bear. Sorry. You're hairy. You've got beard. You got a thick beard. Like a bear.
Sure.
You can see the correlation.
Actually, I just had to comment. You know, the Taken, which you mentioned, was one of the in your top 10, I believe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forgot about that, but that has to be that has to be added to my either honorable mentions or top 10.
Is it higher than Hotel for Dogs?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Because the whole movie as a concept was really good. Yeah.
Number one.
Okay, here we go.
Star Trek. The most enjoyable movie of the year.
I have a weird question for you.
I've watched this like 10, 12 times.
You're missing a movie.
I haven't seen Up in the Air.
Avatar.
It's not in my top 10.
Wow, I'm shocked Avatar is not in your top 10.
I'll give you my next 10 in quick succession.
Okay, I'm listening.
At number 11 is The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Which I missed, so I have to wait, but I will see it soon.
Number 12 is Hurt Locker.
12?
It's number 12, which was a really enjoyable film. I just watched that like last night.
We're going to have some issues now.
Number 13 is The Hangover.
Wow, again, another one that made my top 10.
Mm-hmm. Number 14, Avatar.
Is on my top 10.
Number 15, Coraline.
On my top 10.
Number 16, Assassination of a High School President.
Oh, wow!
I love that movie. I am shocked. And we should buy a copy of that, actually.
These movies I loaned Kevin that I don't think he's going to like.
Number 17 was The Brothers Bloom.
I am floored Kevin liked Brothers Bloom, but he hasn't watched Brick yet, which really upsets me.
Yeah. Number 18.
Brick, same writer.
Number 18, Bob, The Ugly Truth.
It's ugly.
Number 19. Number 19, Spread, with Ashton Kutcher.
Wow. I am shocked Kevin liked Spread.
Which I really liked.
Wow.
And number 20 is just to round it off, was Fired Up.
Okay. Well, that is strange. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'll run through some of mine. Moon, I know you, Moon's in my top 10. Number 10 is Moon, which I know you guys haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
I just watched it literally a week ago. Went, wow. I actually watched Adventures of Lying and then I watched Moon right afterwards. Loved Moon. Went, wow. Number 9 is Coraline.
Yeah.
I loved Coraline. Just freaked the crap out of me. Blew me away. 500 Days of Summer is number 8, which just for that dance number alone, it had to make the list.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. I was like, I was weird, Bob. I'm sitting there and I'm watching 500 Days of Summer and I'm going, where's Bob? Dun, dun, dun. I can just see Bob getting up in the theater and starting to dance into this movie.
Actually, when I saw,
okay, Bob doesn't want to talk. And I'm shocked this didn't make you guys' list. I love you, man, at number 7.
No, it was okay, but
I loved this movie. I really enjoyed it. And Kevin, why is District 9 not in your list?
I did not like District 9.
Wow, because if District 9 blew me away.
I didn't love it, I should say.
I love District 9. I love Fugees.
It's a film that I would not ever watch again.
See, I would watch it again just for when he goes nuts and starts killing everybody. Yeah. I like District 9 made my list. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Up in the Air.
That's a film I have not seen. You guys have both seen.
Number 4... You guys are going to have to relax, breathe easy, Star Trek.
That's pretty low on the list, man.
Number 4. Number 3, Hangover, because it's probably the best movie I saw all year.
Hold on. Did you say number 4 was Star Trek? I hate Star Trek in any form.
Actually, I'm surprised it made it that high.
Beat me up, Scotty. Love this movie.
Yeah, it was
okay, good. Number 2 is Up. And Kevin, Avatar did not make my top 10 list.
No,
it was probably 11 or 12.
Yeah.
I was trying to decide whether to put it 10, but I liked Moon better. Mm-hmm. I can't believe Hurt Locker's not number 1.
Oh, really?
No. Everybody I know, I've been telling to see Hurt Locker. I said, you have to see this movie. It blew me away.
I enjoyed it a lot, and it's in there. It's just hovering below my top 10. And I liked it a lot. Like, literally, I watched it last night.
Oh, no, literally, this movie blew me away.
But it was great. I mean, the guy's just ballsy going in, you know.
Do we have this on the list for this? Because I've been dying to discuss this with somebody.
No, it's not on the list yet.
Oh.
The disc.
Okay, well, next time we'll get in a heavy
Sorry, he's going to go to the theater soon.
No, it's on video soon. I don't care. Okay.
So, wow, what a year for movies.
Yeah.
A movie that didn't make on any of our lists, good or bad, which I was surprised didn't make a bad list, was G.I. Joe.
I liked G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it just was. I thought it was okay too, but it just wasn't great.
It's what I expected, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things.
And then there are a zillion mediocre films like, he put one on The Rebound, but Management and all that stuff. They're just forgettable.
They're just forgettable.
I'm surprised you didn't put Newentown on one of your lists.
I took it off.
Yeah.
It was on my honorable. It was actually there, but then I started going through and like hated New Moon, hated Perfect. Newentown was on my list.
Yeah,
it would have been like 11 or 12.
I didn't remember New Moon at all because
I totally remember Daisy Wiggers.
Oh well, no, New Moon. I didn't see. I forgot that it even came out. I blocked it all out. I mean, there are movies that are obviously not meant for me. I mean, two of them are on my top 10 list of worst films: G-Force and Hotel for Dogs. So, which Bob loves. So there we have it, guys. What do you think? Was this a good year for movies or a bad year?
I thought it was decent. I don't think it was a great year for movies.
No, I think it was pretty solid, and I'm curious to see what's going to be on the Oscar nod list.
Well, Hurt Locker, Precious, Up.
Well, Animated, I think, is an easy one to guess. I think it's going to be Up.
It's not going to be up for Best Picture, though.
No, it won't get Best Picture.
Oh, but won't Avatar beat Up?
For Best Picture? Animated? No, Avatar doesn't qualify as animated. Well, it's computer gen. Like, in fact, there's a. It's a mixture of live action and computer generated. So, it would probably qualify as, you know, it's got as much computer generated stuff as, say, Speed Racer, you know, or something like that. Which is almost. I watch Outlaw Santa, by the way, too. I bought it on Blu-ray. I want to see it because it looks like a movie that was made for Blu-ray. I love the Wachowski brothers. I think we did.
Ninja Assassin, their new movie.
Ninja Assassin was their new movie. I haven't seen that either. Yeah. I like
Beef and Vendetta.
So
love Beef and Vendetta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, animated will be an easy one. That's going to be, you know, Up, Coraline.
But Up's going to be Coraline.
And who else? Cloudy will probably get in there.
Yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, maybe. I don't think it'll be Up.
No. I mean, Up will win. Up is, you know, it's a no-brainer. If Pixar's in there, it'll win. Which Penguin movie? No, I don't think there was an animated film category that year. Really? Well, who won it last year? I hope so. Ratatouille was awesome.
Oh, I love Ratatouille.
And Brad Bird's a great director. So, all right, so overall, I guess it was just an okay year.
I thought it was an okay year.
I thought you know, this year was a great year because Star Trek was reborn into an enjoyable franchise.
Hotel for Dogs, mate.
I can't wait for Hotel for Dogs 2.
Oh, it's coming.
I know.
Emma Roberts needs a career.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done.
Maybe she could do Labor Pains, too.
I should have put that on my
list. I haven't seen that. So
I forgot to put that on my list. That was a TV movie.
All right, so overall, any comics or graphic novels this year that you've read that are new that you think would be worth mentioning?
Yeah, I have a weird book, which I showed you just before we started with my daughter. I love that Little Mouse book Jeff put
for Jeff Smith, yeah.
She loves it.
Kids love Jeff Smith. He's awesome.
I love Razzle. I'm really still impressed with Razzle.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
Razzle went for the trade center, isn't it?
Yeah, I've just held off on it. I don't know why.
You know me, I'm a very weird comic reader.
Yeah, mainstream-wise, it was a good year for Green Lantern.
Which I've never read.
Great series, and Blackest Night's been pretty good.
Have you been reading it off the racks?
Yeah.
I have.
Excuse
me. Off the racks?
Speak into the microphone, Bob.
Blackest Night. Yes, I agree. I've been trying to get some of the...
Well, like Blackest Night Superman and Blackest Night Batman.
Well, Justice League and Flash.
Justice Society,
Adventure Comics.
You know, another good year for Geoff Johns because Flash Rebirth has been pretty solid.
I heard it's crap.
It's been okay.
I just know what I read.
It'd be a good read when it's collected. And Superman Secret Origin has started off very well.
I look for it in the bin diving, as usual.
Yeah.
And I normally pick up all myself.
I picked up one and two for a buck a piece yesterday and read it, and I enjoyed
Where'd
it.
Where'd you go? Was the show yesterday?
I was at BMV.
Oh, they had them for a buck already?
Well, some guy sold all the new comics he bought over the last couple of months. So I was like, you know, I haven't read this. You sell to me for a buck. Or I think it was a buck 50 book.
I have a question for you, Kevin. You're probably into comics. I am. I think this is the year that Silver Age has disappeared.
Mm.
Like, I go to shows now. There is none to buy.
Really?
Like we all know what I collect. I'm a pretty heavy back issue bin guy, I would say. Mm-hmm. Pretty much newer books for 50 cents to a buck in Silver Age.
Yeah.
There's been no Silver Age to buy this year. It's the first year I've seen a dry up in Silver Age. I go to a lot of local Toronto shows. I don't really leave Toronto, but I do occasionally. I go to one show outside of Toronto a year.
I think a lot of dealers are trying to unload the 80s and 90s books.
Well, that's all I see. No late 70s anymore. And the 80s are starting to dry up. I don't see Blue Beetle anymore because they fought three issues, can't find them.
Yeah.
Blue Devil's gone.
Interesting.
And the Marvel stuff is still there in the 80s, but it's starting to disappear. The 90s books I've never seen.
Well, I mean, in most stores I know, back issues are dead for them.
Yes, I agree.
And they're not buying the collections that they used to.
Yeah, I know.
They're not getting the buyers for the silver and the gold that they used to.
But where is
it? So people are holding on to
it. It's not on eBay.
There are some great dealers out there who are, you know, Harley, of course.
Hardy's a heavy four gold. Look,
you know, Steve and Nick are more our new books and stuff these days.
I was in their store, and I'm like looking around, and I'm getting to the point where in my new books, I'm buying Trinity for $1. I need something to read Wednesday comics for $1.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, this was the year of DC. I went and bought all the back issues of Booster Gold because I really liked it. I read a few issues.
Yeah, I've been enjoying Booster Gold. But Marvel, of course, has been killing themselves. Captain America and Daredevil are still their best written books.
I finally come to the conclusion I'm stopping collecting Batman after, I don't know, how many issues?
Well, I enjoyed Batman and Robin.
I enjoyed the relaunch.
The first three issues were good, and then it sucked after that.
Well, no, Batman, I'm stopping at 700, which is 2 years away, and stopping Detective finally at 800.
But David Finch,
who cares?
David Finch just switched over to DC. They announced that this
week. Oh, did they?
He's going to be writing and drawing a title for them, which, as far as I think it is, it's Batman.
Well, I'll be gone.
But that would be interesting.
I'm finally deciding. No, I've just...
I buy Batman for Putty.
Yes. And it's been dull.
It's okay.
I can't... Everybody's
Tony Daniel.
Going on about J.H. Williams' art and detective. I'm so confused.
I'm waiting to get the hardcover of that.
Of course, there's a hardcover.
It hasn't come out yet, but...
Oh, I'm still looking forward to Marvel bringing out Miracle Man at some point. I'm going to give that a try.
No news on that at all.
Nothing. That's kind of dry. So it's been a weird year of comics for me. I think this is the year I've really stopped collecting as a collector. I'm getting to the point that I have enough. I showed you guys some of my comic group. It's not even done yet.
Yeah.
At the new place where we're recording. And I'm just getting to the point going, do I need to buy these anymore? Because I can find them at 50 cents to $1 if I need to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bob's going on about the Blackest Night crossovers. I'm afraid to tell him I picked them all up for $1 if he wants them. He can buy them back off me.
Well, I mean, it's sad when I look back over the year and some of the best stuff I've bought were collections of things that came out 20, 30 years ago.
Well, that's it. I thought this year was very... I liked The Siege. I read the first Prelude issue. I don't know what it was.
I read number one, The Siege, and it's just dumb.
I don't know. I haven't read a Marvel book in how long.
What's
Marvel.
The concept? Okay, so Volstagg goes out into the world, and he gets attacked by the UFOs.
Oh, really?
Graphic villains.
Oh, good. I like the UFOs.
In fighting Volstagg, they fire all their energy at him as he's in the middle of a football field with 50,000 screaming fans. So all of the people in the audience are killed, except for Volstagg. He's still fine because he's a god.
Yeah.
So the Norman Osborn Hammer organization blames the Asgardians for the destruction of all those people in the stadium.
Not the UFOs.
Right. Because the UFOs work for the government.
Work for Osborn, okay.
Yeah. So he decides that he's going to take out Asgard. So he sends his Dark Avengers out after them. So... the first issue is basically a big fight between Thor and the Sentry.
And the Sentry.
As it's being aired on television, Captain America, who I guess is back,
is
watching on television. And that's the end of the first issue.
Well, there we go.
It's like, oh, Thor's getting his ass kicked. I better get down there and help. And then Iron Man, I imagine, also sees this, and he probably joins them. And each issue, it's like, building up to the classic Avengers of Thor, Steve Rogers as Captain America, and Tony Stark as Iron Man, reforming their bond and reforming the Avengers, the classic Avengers.
Well, I have a question for you. When you go to a store now, I mean, is there youth in the comic stores anymore? I don't see anyone in there. I see them all buying trades.
You know what? I see plenty of young people at the graphic novel section of Indigo.
Yes, the graphic novel section, but not buying comics.
And they're interested. They're not so much interested in this, in the superhero stuff, the soap opera.
The manga. They're always buying manga.
Manga or graphic novels, or you know,
zombies. They love those zombie books.
Zombie stuff. It's we're in transition. As I said, we're in a transition period.
I'm wondering, like, am I a dying breed? Because I mean, I still buy back issues. I might be the only guy left I know that buys them regular.
You know, there are plenty of people. Those one day shows we put on. People are walking out with boxes of comics that they bought for $1 each or less.
Well, I'm doing the one on the 28th you guys are having in February. So I'm making my yearly appearance at your con. The people always get excited when I show up because who knows what I'm bringing this week.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What?
Are you going to go to that con in March?
What con in March?
The wrestling con.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I call it the wrestling.
Yeah.
I looked at it. Probably not.
I don't think it's going to happen then.
It looks like they have no guests. Like I go to a comic show to meet comic guests. I don't go to meet it's the Honky Tonk Man. Oh, it's Don Marie, the Honky Tonk Man, the Iron Sheik.
They've made some terrible mistakes, and Wizard should have been booking guests for that show, not...
They were booking their own guests?
Not our, my old buddies at Paradise.
Oh, that's another story.
Yeah, because they've ended up basically just repeating themselves again.
Yeah.
So they're bringing back guests that they've had before. It's anyway, it's not...
Well, they don't have any numbers. I think the problem is they don't have anybody to phone.
Right.
You know, and they don't have any contacts in the industry because nobody likes them.
No, and they didn't ever really try in the years.
Well, enough of pulling behind
politics,
the curtain.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
And I'm Joan.
Joan?
Of Arc. No, I'm just Kevin.
You're Kevin of Arc.
And this has been the first episode of Extra Features, formerly known as Two Geeks M2C. So this is episode 31. If the 32, you're right. If,
I thought it was 32.
So if they make it,
we review it.
And who makes us watch it?
Bob.
Bob makes us watch it.
I don't make you watch it. It's Simon.
All right. Over and out.
We're not out. I have one last thing to say.
Oh, come on.
One last thing. If anybody out there is listening to our show, we have a little thing. If you give us an iTunes review, we will review a movie of your choice. I will even make Bob watch it. So that's it. I'm officially out of here. Toodles.
Bye.